Johnny Lightning 11LR&I.
Right on time. Definitely not taking a jet tonight. Nobody's taking a jet anyway. I know somebody that was supposed to go to Las Vegas, I think it was earlier today, like well before really inclement weather got anywhere near the New York City area. And the guy who's already kind of low on funds drags himself out there and the family and all the luggage, only to be told 45 minutes before launch time, which was like real early this morning, sorry, flight canceled. We decided we're not sending people way over to Las Vegas because they might not be able to get back. I don't give a flying willender. I paid good money to go there. Wow, I took days off from work that I'm not going to be allowed to take off another time to go there. And he's stuck. Weather, always screwing with people. If it's not the weather, it's not the MTA or John Lightning playing with your head. But I, as usual, am staying right here. Because I don't have so much as sufficient legal ID to allow me to fly anywhere. Luckily for you, I will not be visiting your hometown anytime soon. But we will be revisiting a piece of Radio New York International history, as it were, for about the next half hour as I go back and play one of our old Voyager Broadcasting Services tapes that was recorded actually just about 29 years ago this very time of year. From the ill-fated Voyager Broadcasting Services ship, the Fury 5, another ship that never left port. But we did do something like 60 or 70 or 80 hours worth of pre-recorded programming, about 50 or so hours of which has survived that I do have copies of. So we're going to go back. We're going to flash back to 1993. If I can find the button, for about the next half hour or so, and then live extravaganza coming your way, our pre-election edition, our final chance to talk sensibly about the election with you before said election. So let's get back in the Wayback Machine, and I'll be back with you in about a half hour.
Color Radio, where all the fun is. 11LR and I here on VBS. The worldwide sounds all in all with the Lightning Eye.
Here comes the music.
Wonderful R&I.
Yes, the music has arrived. Courtesy of the DC-5 with this solid gold smash back. Another slice of real rock and roll. One of those so-called oldies stations have forgotten. This one's called Try Too Hard. Hey, we're trying too hard to bring you great radio here at R&I. I know, and we're not succeeding. Sorry.
Tell me what you're thinking of.
Hey, what do you want from me for what these fuckers are paying?
I've been waiting around so long. You don't try too hard. You don't try too hard. I hope you're not trying to make a fool of me.
Five. All five of them. There, count them up. Ladies and gentlemen, great music, as usual, affordably priced. Here on, where are we? Right here on Radio New York International. I'm not sure tonight. Huh?
Get the happy
or is it night for that matter?
La, 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 la.
I don't know, we're just testing aimlessly.
Get a happy difference. La 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 la. It's in the air, it's everywhere.
The station with a happy difference.
Who that?
R&R.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought it was something more interesting. Yes, it is R&I, Radio New York International, being presented by Voyager Broadcast Services. And that was the DC5 from 19-whatever-whatever. You know, those so-called oldies stations that have a playlist of maybe 400 or 500 songs, that's typical. That's another one that they never seem to get around to playing. And that's one of my favorite DC5 songs. And as I have previously stated ad nauseum, one that you normally won't hear if you listen to those stations forever and ever and ever. Amen. Now, that's been reissued courtesy of beautiful digital technology. On a couple of compact discs. That was Try Too Hard from the Glad All Over Again collection, which was a British collection available here only on an import. And a couple of months later, yes, the history of the Dave Clark 5 was released locally, meaning right here in the US of A, on a specially priced 2-CD set. By the way, they finally got it right. They found a way to package 2 CDs in the standard CD case. Right? Spit it out, Lightning. Come on, you. Re-poly gripped your teeth in there. They should hang out. 2 CDs have actually been fit into one case. It's semi-ingenious the way they did it, but it's the way it should have been done all along. There's no need for these huge CD cases that don't fit in standard racks and take up too much room. No less box sets. I've gone out and bought alleged box sets that have 2 CDs in them. For God's sakes, what's that all about? But digital technology, if there's one good thing I can say about CDs, and perhaps there's only one good thing. Well, let's face it. Hell, I enjoy the fact that I don't have to listen to surface noise anymore, too. Hell, who am I kidding? Or records that skip, or that you take them out of the sleeve and they're already warped. All that surface noise is not missed. And I do appreciate the fact that thanks to this revolution in technology, actually a marketing revolution, that we now have the capability of securing for our personal collections, and in our case, for your ears to hear here on the radio, music that has been long unavailable. Now, for collectors like me who have everything the DC5 ever put out in the first place on vinyl, it's still nice to know that it's there once again in pristine digital form. But the thing is, they force you to go out and buy it again because they give you bonus tracks or unreleased rare live performances or alternate takes. And if you're a music junkie like I am and you have to collect every last fart, burp, and outtake, you go out and you end up buying it again. So as soon as I heard that the DC5 was finally available on CD, we've only been waiting for it since CD technology came to fruition, I guess. Dave Clark himself finally decided, it's time to fill the coffers again. I'm not making that much money these days syndicating all these old TV shows that I've purchased and that I'm now selling off to cable networks. I guess it's time to sit down, go through all the old masters, and make myself a small fortune because there are a lot of people out there waiting for this product. And hell, I've kept them waiting for it, so I've built up their desire to such a point now that I know we're going to sell more than the usual 50 to 100,000 units. So first they put out a single CD of the DC5's, most of the good stuff, most of the hits, the quality output is on this first CD, and it was put out in England, and they made us wait a couple of more months until they finally put out the American version. Yeah, until they managed to sell lots of import copies. Then they brought this one out, and of course, this one is a 2-CD set with additional tracks not available on the other one. It goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Lightning's chance to rail endlessly against CDs, or actually against the dissolution of the vinyl LP, which is a marketable product. Well, the dissolution of that marketable product, I believe, is, it's emblematic of the greed and avarice that drives decisions regarding what music reproduction formats you're going to get to choose from, all right? And as we all know, greed and avarice are two of us human beings' two of our most disgusting, perhaps depressing qualities, if we can call them qualities. I mean, most people who state they're not into avarice really are. I mean, come on, I'd love to have lots of money so that, like, I could put this station on the air somewhere real with, like, 5 times the power or more. All right, you know, of course we all want great wealth, and we're all basically greedy at heart. Don't give me none of that shit. No, don't tell me. Come on, stop. We're all basically driven by greed and avarice to one extent or another. It's a very reliable human emotion. Those two a second, maybe only to sex. Okay? All right, but the marketplace has now given you no choice. All right? Now, the markup on the sale of your average CD, and this is according to experts in the field who have consulted with me, meaning people that run stores that sell this product and that have been blunt enough with me to share this information. The markup on the sale of your average CD is 50%, folks. 50%, right? Now, that's 50% from the time the CD is shipped from the one stop, which is your local distributor, to the cost that the retailer bilks you for it. So say he buys it for $7, you're going to pay at least $14.95. It's crazy. It's crazy. But they got you by the short hairs. They got your couillons tightly. All right? You don't have a choice if you want the music these days, because if it's something new that's being released that you want to buy, some contemporary current sounds that you're digging, you can't get it on vinyl anymore. And if it's old, you probably can't get it on vinyl anymore anyway, because nobody stocks the stuff. So you don't have a choice. LPs, obviously, cannot or would not today make as much profit. And besides, with the major corporate recording moguls having a financial stake in this new CD technology, at that point, it really became essential that they maximize profits by not only selling you the music, boys and girls, but of course they are now also selling you the hardware that's necessary for you to play it on. All right? So not only do they get you to go out and buy a collection all over again, but they have gotten us all to go out and invest in this decade's new technology, okay? So many of us have been lured into forsaking our trusty CDs. I know friends of mine that built up major collections that are now out there selling it all off so that they can go out and buy more CDs. And Dave, and Tommy, and a couple of you other guys out there, huh? And you gals, hey, I hope the hell CD rot is for real and does set in so that you get the screwing you deserve for giving up on vinyl and playing vinyl in the altogether in favor of that allegedly digitally superior CD sound. Cut that, you know what, here. Hey, what they've managed to do, though, is get many of you stonod believers out there, as I previously stated, to purchase your whole music library all over again. Now, I'm not going to say that to an extent I haven't done that, because I have. There's certain product that I have that rather than having to take out the vinyl and play it over and over again on the vinyl, it's so nice to just pop the CD in, hit the replay button, and have your favorite songs come on time and time again and be able to program out the stuff you don't like, if that be the case. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are significant advantages to this CD medium, but the fact is that we have been left with no alternative. And whenever you leave me without an alternative, I get kind of crusty and annoyed. And I guess that's what I'm doing here, is expressing that annoyance. But the industry pulled off quite a coup, folks. Now, you've got to figure, you know, it's just a matter of timing until they're going to come out with something they're going to call the Super CD. They're going to have a holographic cube, some digi chip. They're going to have some such reinvention of the wheel again. And once again, they're going to induce you, the gullible public, you're going to be seduced one more time into stepping up to that register and anteing up again for the latest improvement in audio technology, blah, 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 blah. What a crock. Folks, the banishment of the LP to, I guess, the antique section of your local collectible store, now that's the only place you'll find them, to me is, well, it's yet another example of yet another innocent scalp that's been taken by the media conglomerates who rule product availability irrefutably. There's no two ways around it, folks. You can't get around it. Like I say, they've got you by those short and curlies. You ain't got a choice no more, because these people have left you in a situation where you either buy it their way or you live without it. And so, those of you people out there who still wish to buy music on vinyl, you've been frozen out from access to a format whose durability has been proven by a track record that goes back over 100 years, man. Come on. Over 100 years, we've had vinyl of some sort, or shellac, or whatever. I mean, we're not talking about the execution of the 8-track tape here, kids. We're talking about a format of dubious quality from day one. Compact disc. All right? So we're not ruminating disgustingly on the planned extinction of a species that doesn't have legs. Vinyl LP, man, it could still stand on its own. It's just that you can't get it anymore. All right, now, I like to buy vinyl still. And I go to the oldies shops, the collectible places, and play 10 times. Yeah, I pay so much for some items, I might as well wait another year or 10 until they come back out on CD. Like, everything apparently is coming back out on CD and not even bought it with vinyl, even collectible vinyl. Now, for a lot of new product, particularly singles, if there really is such a thing anymore, yeah. You know, we try stepping up to the singles bar now. Very hard to find 45s. And even in New York City, there is only one or two stores that are reliable where you can walk in there and get the latest hits on 45. That format is not quite extinct, at least overseas. So you pay even more, because if I hear something on the radio, like I actually heard something contemporary, current, something with a rap beat or a dance beat to it that I liked recently. I think the name of the group is Tony, or I don't know what the but I enjoyed the song. It was actually something contemporary that I was able to get into and thought I should add to the library. Now, based on that one cut, I am not going to go out and spend $15.95 to get this CD. I want the 45. And there are a couple of places in New York City where you can still get 45s. But for the most part, even when you buy 45s these days, you have to buy them on import, because while they're still pressing up a ton of them in Europe, where vinyl has not gone totally belly up, here in the United States, very few record companies are still cutting vinyl 45s. Like, there's another kind of 45s, I know. This really annoys me, obviously. But what annoys me even more is the hard sell, so-called benefits and advantages of the CD over the trusty LP that has helped the LP achieve instant relic status. Sure, there are definite benefits and advantages, but there are definite benefits and advantages to you, the purchaser, in having a choice, damn it. But obviously, this dissolution of my favorite format, backed as it is by marketing millions, has left us with this buzz technology that in many ways is inferior. Now, I'm not going to go into it here and now, because believe me, we can spend hours discussing the pros and cons of CDs versus LPs, and we probably will at some point. We're just not doing it now because we're only testing. All right, we'll use that as an excuse. But having no choice, and having stated that I hate no choice, I guess that's why I'm otherwise pro-choice, but there's yet another topic. My annoyance and disgust level has risen to the point where I have to wail and cry out about it. So I have this little forum here. I'm doing it. Buzz technologies, as Pirate Joe likes to refer to them, are a real pain in the ass. For example, try to go out today and buy an AM or FM tuner of any quality, supposedly, that is not digital. Yes, today everything is digital. And I don't like digital technology to a great extent. I certainly don't like digital tuners. I have two great tuners here in the 11L facility. Both of them are perfectly fine analog receivers. Thank you very much. Now, there are things you can do with those sets that you can't do with the buzz technology, particularly if you're a DXer, you know, and you have to tune off a little to the side of a station to get rid of a strong local to get the station you want. Try doing that with these buzz FM tuners of today. They rarely allow you that opportunity. It's really hard to fine-tune these things. You know, they're all digital microchip crap today. And, of course, you really don't tune a radio anymore. You make this data bit adjustment via ROM technology. What is that? That's read-only memory, right? See, I'm learning this stuff. But everything is that way today. Cars are computerized to the point where what was once a minor repair now necessitates the replacement of a couple of $100 worth of digital technology by a so-called mechanic. I mean, they're not really doing anything mechanical these days. But by a so-called mechanic who uses thousands of dollars worth of digital hardware and software so that he can analyze the problem for you. And of course, when he finds it, you're going to pay some big bucks. And most of us older folks can remember when a socket wrench and a pair of pliers used to do the job. And we call this progress, eh? Hardly, folks. Hardly.
You're tuned to Voyager Broadcast Services.
Your radio station.
And here on AM, Ancient Modulation Shortwave, we're about to feature ancient technology. Yes, we're going to play a record, an honest-to-God 45 RPM record. Honest to God, we are.
The Johnny Lightning Shortwave Show is heard worldwide here on RNI.
And this disc is an import 45, of course, because this U.S. group's domestic label has not pressed a domestic copy of it. No doubt they're trying to sucker you all into splurging for the whole CD LP on sale this week at CD World for only $11.99.95. But I'm glad it's an import because its B-side is a neat alternate version of the A-side. It was a hit. It was a tune that made contemporary hit radio almost listenable when it came out earlier this year. Here's Four Non-Blondes with the piano version of What's Up.
25 years and still trying to get up that great big hill of hope. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head, and I start feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, what's going on?
Worldwide for you all, kids.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope.
Yeah.
For a destination.
R&I management hates it when I refer to the folks out there listening as kids. Yeah, most of you kids are like my age, 40 plus. Here, listen to this, folks. Hear that vinyl? Hear that? Hear the end groove? Hear that end groove, man? Vinyl, real good old-fashioned vinyl, and a great-sounding pressing, and not only that, but a nice picture sleeve with it, too. Hey, $4.98, well invested, folks. Well, we're moving right along here on R&I. As always, still your best radio buy with the Lightning Guy. Got you all on a natural high. I make it rhyme every time, don't I? Don't you hate DJs that do that? Yeah, we don't do that here too much. We do lots of other crazy things. We discuss topical issues, and we play bad music, and occasionally, like a good song like that one there. Let me turn off the turntable. label, and we blow our cues and play far too many jingles, and in general, try and bring you the type of radio that you're absolutely positively, I guarantee you, not going to hear anywhere else on the planet Earth. So keep it right here for more of the same. It is the 11L Network coming to you from the United States of America. That's the point of origination of our studio. It's here in Brooklyn. My God, I admitted it. But right now, you are listening to this broadcast is being transmitted via the facilities of VBS on our ship, the Fury 5. Ooh, 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 whoa, brr. Wow, we've got a ship. Big deal. You're shipwrecked with Johnny Lightning on R&I. Stay anchored to this frequency for more foolishness. Now that's arguable. No, it's not.
This is R&I, International Shortwave, the alternative radio.
The alternative radio with those demented denizens of the Fury 5. We're keeping quality radio alive. There's another crock of you-know-what. It's John Lightning and the original pirate crew here for you. It's time to introduce a new sponsor on R&I. That's right, at last. And finally, one I'm responsible for signing up. Now, I'm going to warn you that this sponsor's product is somewhat of a departure from the usual R&I lot of publishers, electronics companies, and drug dealers, all right? So we're warning you, and as far as R&I management goes, there's an oxymoron right up there with military intelligence and radio personalities. They will probably disapprove of this following spot. So all I can say to them is, where you breathe, pallies.
Yeah.
Right where you breathe.
Remember that?
All right.
Worried about training in a skill that'll help you in the future? Consider the United States Air Force. We have more than 1,000 courses to choose from in more than 200 different career fields. They include communications, healthcare, and aircraft maintenance. The Air Force will work with you to match your aptitude to a great Air Force skill. Most people attend a technical school before heading out for on-the-job training and hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. The Community College of the Air Force will award you credit for your training and help you earn a college degree. Plus, there's complete medical and dental care, 30 days of vacation with pay each year, and a great starting salary.
Sounds good
Find
to me.
Find out more by calling your local Air Force recruiter or 1-800-423-USAF.
What's that number
Aim
again?
High with the Air Force and Johnny Lightning and Radio New York International on the Becker Satellite Network. Aim high.
Take the first step to your future. Aim high, Air Force.
Oh, yeah. Yep, da, 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 da. Here we go again.
In the Air Force, you can go to college, see your recruiter, and get all the facts.
Hey, why not? All right, okay? No apologies for me, folks. What the hell is wrong with ripping Uncle Samuel off for a good, gratis education in exchange for a couple of years of service to your country?
Yeah.
And, of course, maybe your life if we decide to reacquaint ourselves with Saddam, or maybe smart bomb a few of those Serbian scumbags into a state of human tissue purification. Yeah, smart bombs. Hey, folks, join the Air Force and become smarter than the bombs you may get to drop. As for me, I'm not a big fan of bombs or flying. My cousin Ed was on that jet that caught fire over there at JFK a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Man, what a horror story he had to tell. Yeah, it's amazing, folks. You know, the FAA, they banned smoking on their flights long ago, right? Now, if only they can ban it on takeoffs and landings, too.
A worldwide campus, woo! It's another first. The Community College of the Air Force.
Oh, my.
The Imagination Station, R&I.
All right, thank you very much. I've always loved that jingle. That's an old Pam's jingle called Jet. Yes, how apropos, aren't we? Okay, R&I, Radio New York International. We've got the canceled check for that spot. The hell with R&I management. Okay. I could really care less.
11-hour radio here on R&I.
Where the fun guys swing.
Human beings should not be allowed to have this much fun. Well, maybe occasionally. Hey, according to Mike here, we've got a long-distance call coming in online, too. So why don't we do this? What the hell? We'll do it live. We screwed up everything else here so far tonight. You're live on R&I.
Lightning, what the heck are those Air Force spots doing on this peace, love, and understanding radio station?
Oh, no. Alan, sir, you have to understand, Alan, they're paying us an awful lot of money to run these spots.
Look, I don't care what they're spending.
Alan,
it violates everything that R&I stands for.
Oh, boy.
I mean, here we are talking about peace and love, and these people got planes and guns and atomic bombs around all over the place. How can you do this?
Now, wait a minute. Look, Alan, you're the one who's always complaining to me about we don't have enough sponsors, we don't have enough money. I'm trying to bring in some big bucks here, some serious money, Alan.
I mean, you don't have any authority to do this. What do you think you are, king of R&I?
Okay. All right. I know, I understand you're Mr. R&I, but I really thought...
Look, did you talk with Pirate Joe about this?
Are you kidding? And throw away this account? No, sir, Alan.
I bet Pirate Joe's going crazy.
What do you mean, going?
I mean, he'll hear these things, and I mean, you know, his peace sign will fall off his chest.
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, you just can't do this.
No, wait. All I'm trying to do here, Alan, is get us a couple of sponsors to tide us over until we're solvent with paid programming. I mean, is that so wrong, folks? Please, come on.
You can't get into this stuff. It's a lie. It's not right. I mean, everybody that joins the military gives one more reason for it to exist. This is not what R&I is about.
Well, what is R&I about? Like, suddenly the military can't exist? Look, Alan, right now I'm looking at the bottom line, keeping us on the air.
Yeah.
I struck a deal here where they're paying us for each 60-second spot $150.
They're paying $160 per 60-second spot?
$150 per 60, Alan.
Well, I don't know. I guess our men in blue, well, I guess we can kind of maybe make an allowance for this.
I know it.
We can probably maybe put them towards the end of the show where there's not that many listeners, you know, when listenership falls off, or maybe we can run them when propagation conditions aren't that good.
Alan, we have to run them when they want them. One every hour at $150 an hour. Man, we're paid up for the evening.
Are they paying up front?
They've already paid up front.
That's right.
Well, gee, all right. I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know.
I'll just have to take Pirate Joe's shortwave radio away from him.
Please. Yeah. As a matter of fact, take his show away from him, please. Yeah. Look, Alan, you'll just have to convince Pirate Peace, Love, and Don't Vote Republican that keeping Radio New York International on the air is far more important than his hatred for the military.
We'll get Pirate Joe to run him because...
All right. Please.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get Pirate Joe to run the spots at $150 a piece if I have to personally glue his finger to the cart machine and step on it and make sure he starts it.
It's got to be spectacular.
All in all.
On the go, go!
Oh, good heavens, there we are. We went back in time, way back in time, to approximately 19 years ago this very date for a tape from our Voyager Broadcast Services Day. And what better way to intro the live portion of the proceedings? Yes, indeed. A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza coming your way right about now.
Tune to WBCQ from Monticello, Maine to you. Shortwave and internet.
There we go.
This is the planet.